ye, it's time for Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com. Hi there, everybody. Welcome to this here electronic engineering podcast, hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. Y'all, I'm feeling all kinds of lovey-dovey this week. Summer's wrapping up. Maybe it's the hint of pumpkin spice in the air. Maybe it's the start of basketball season starting off real soon. Or maybe it's because we're talking about Altium Live this week. It's probably all three. But before we jump into my awesome interview with Judy Warner from Altium, how about some more warm fuzzies to start off our Friday? With a little help from Kickstarter and a cure for cancer from space. So, let me introduce you to Project GIA, or the Joint International Astrobiology Project, which is a multinational research mission that is set to go on the International Space Station in the first quarter of next year to cure cancer from space. Yeah. So, this research mission is actually comprised of a couple different teams from Harvard, MIT, and the Chow Collective at the University of Technology, Sydney, in Australia. And even cooler, not only will Project GIA be the first research mission from Australia to be included on the International Space Station, but this team from GIA claims that their ISS-bound project will be one of the world's first most advanced cell biological studies to aid in the development of diagnostics and treatments for certain types of bone disease and cancers. So, how are they going to go about curing cancer and a host of other aging diseases from space? Well, GIA has actually been working on this for a while, and even though cell biological studies on the ISS are relatively new, in their infancy, really, this team from GIA has been making huge strides in their goal to uncover better approaches to current medical methods. So, there are three really important parts of their space-bound research project. First is what they call their space chip, which was designed at the Chow Lab at the University of Technology, Sydney, and was actually fabricated using 3D microfluidic printing, and is currently being validated with cells while still on Earth before it heads off to be part of the research mission on the ISS. The next part of this project is a mini fluorescent microscope. Now, did you know that to date, no one has attempted to conduct live visualization of cellular responses in space? It's true. And this GIA team has developed a miniaturized fluorescent microscope to do just this, to visualize and record how cell signaling differs in space. And then third is a space module, which will combine the space chip and the mini microscope together, all in the same electronics and software coding, to automate the entire process during the space mission. And it's in this module that the real cell culture experiments will take place within the confinement of the International Space Station. So, the ultimate goal of Project GIA is to identify unique biomarkers and their different signaling pathways that can give us the upper hand in the fight against cancer and other earth-borne diseases. Okay, Kickstarter detail time. So first, if this GIA team surpasses their Kickstarter goal of $10,000, they are going to donate any excess funding to the Children's Cancer Institute. I told you, warm fuzzies all around this week. So, say you're on board, flying high on this GIA business. Pledges can start off rather small. With a pledge of $5 or more, you can get a copy of the digital artwork of Project GIA that they have used for the cover of their Kickstarter campaign. With a pledge of $10 or more, you can get 2 mission patch stickers. And with a pledge of $50, get this, you can get a 3D printed keyring that is their own space chip. Well, a replica of it, at least, of what they're sending to the ISS. So, wait, the best one is yet to come. If you pledge $500 or more, you get your own custom Nike Air Force One sneakers designed especially by an artist in Sydney with the unique designs to commemorate their research on the International Space Station. You guys, what? Custom kicks? Sign me up! So if you want even further information about Project Gia, or if you'd like to, I don't know, pledge $500 in my name, because I really like those shoes. I've included a couple links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page that includes a direct link to their Kickstarter campaign and a couple other links as well with more information about this super cool project. All right, my friends, it's time to get our kumbaya on and head on over to PCB Town Square with Judy Warner from Altium. Judy is here to bring us the goods on this year's Altium Live. Let's go. Hi, Judy. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Amelia. You're my podcast sister. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, we are podcast sisters, and you're very welcome. So, to start things off, we're here to talk about Altium Live, Altium's annual PCB Design Summit. But before we go any further, Judy, what is Altium Live all about?
Well, Altium Live is our annual users conference, and it's a place where, even though it is Altium's conference and we encourage our own users to come, we also open it up really to the PCB design community at large. So we think that users of any tool would learn from industry experts and the speakers that we pull in. And we just really notice there's a disconnect for PCB designers in the industry. So we're trying to fill that gap.
Excellent. All right. So let's get into some details about Altium Live. Now, first off, there are two events, right? One in North America and one in Europe, correct? So tell me about the timelines for both of these events and what will my engineering audience expect to learn when they attend?
Yes, as you said, two events, one in San Diego on Coronado Bay. It's the dreamiest location ever, and it's October 9th through 11th. And this year we will be hosting for the first time in Frankfurt, October 21st through the 23rd. So, and as far as what your engineering audience can expect is we have a really impressive lineup of some familiar names of industry icons and leaders teaching about engineering and PCB design. On day one, we call University Day, and that was in direct response to our users that said, you know, you made it so tool neutral, we'd like to learn more about Altium designers. So we added a third day on the front end called University Day. So we have 12 tracks that's just pure tool training on day one, University Day. And then we have two parallel full-day courses, one by Rick Hartley, which most of your listeners will probably recognize Rick's name. And he's going to be teaching an all-day class on EMI and noise control. And then we're bringing in Gary Ferrari, who actually started IPC Designers Council. He's on the executive board. And he's going to be teaching about DFM in an all-day course. And then following those, then we have what we call the main two-day summit. Over those 2 days, we have four incredible keynotes. We have six industry experts presenting on different topics like routing or design flow. It's a variety of, you know, very mainstream topics that designers and EEs that are designing need to know. And then we have eight courses. We put out a call for presentations. We had record-breaking submissions this year. We had over 50 submissions. So there's eight courses taught either by users that want to teach their fellow users some tips or tricks or things they've learned. And a couple of those sessions will be reserved for supply chain, like DFM, DFA, you know, things that you need to learn how to design better for the manufacturing process. And then we have an epic robot build and battle, which is everybody's favorite part of the conference, I think. One night we have cocktails and then we put together some robots and have an epic battle. So there's a lot of learning, but there's a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie. You can get elbow to elbow with industry experts. It's just a really great time.
Okay, Judy, so since this is the third year of this event, tell me a little bit more about the history of Altium Live. What were your goals when you created this event, and have those goals changed since its inception?
That's a really good question. So I've been with Altium about 2.5 years, going on 3. So I've been here just about as long as the event has, and that's because the day that I arrived, they said, "Hey, Judy, let's have a user event in 2 countries. How about you throw that together really quick?" So the first year we had it, we had like 6 months or less to put it together. But the goal from the beginning was to really create a community, you know, sort of the Village Square of the PCB community, where people could get resources, they could meet people, they could connect with supply chain, they could get face-to-face with Altium folks and maybe meet with some of our development people and give them input about the direction of the tool. So we really just wanted this to be a really robust, engaged community. And we wanted it to be fun and engaging and very open-handed. So we have a tagline that says, "Learn, connect, get inspired." And I think that we have achieved all those things. And I think that some of our goals may have changed very slightly, but we're sort of doubling down on that tagline, that we really see that providing those 3 things to designers, place to get really good deep learning, a way to connect with Altium, with other users, with industry leaders, all these things, and then get inspired. We bring in people that are startups or students. We've brought in Hyperloop pods of teams that we sponsor, you know, and seeing what other people are doing. I think our goals that have changed have been more about how do we grow it? How do we make it bigger? How do we make it more valuable?
Okay, Judy, so you touched upon this a little bit earlier, but tell me more about the keynotes at this year's events.
In San Diego, we'll have Eric Bogatin, which many people will recognize. He is the Dean of Signal Integrity from Teledyne LaCroix. We will have Robert Ferranek, who is an online YouTuber. He's kind of an influencer. He has a company called Fed Evil Academy, and he teaches PCB design for pay and also for free on his YouTube channel. He's an Altium user, but he just teaches design to anybody. Then we have 2 sort of outliers, but 2 people I'm excited about. Joe Grand is a world-famous hacker, and he's co-host on a show that was on for, I think, 3 seasons called Prototype This. It was aired on Discovery Channel and is produced by the same people who produced Mythbusters. And Joe started hacking when he was 7 years old, hardware and software. He started the badge life movement at DEF CON and really around the world. And in his day job, he helps military companies make their products hack-proof. So he gives them an insight of how to keep things secure. And then lastly, in San Diego, we have Bob Martin, who's the Wizard of Make from Microchip. And he's going to talk about how you can use Arduino boards, even if you're a professional, to prototype, you know, using Arduino. So those are the 4 for San Diego. And then in Frankfurt, we have Rick Hartley, who's a signal integrity guru. Jeremy Blum is another jewel that we've sort of found from among our user community. Jeremy started a company called Shaper Tools. He and his partners developed a handheld CNC machine, and it has like 13 boards in it with rigid flex. I don't even know how he crammed so much technology into this handheld tool. But anyways, it took off and it did so well. They ended up selling the company this year. They're still working for the company, but they got picked up by a big tool manufacturer out of Germany. And he's a fabulous guy to listen to. Carl Schottke is another keynote. I cannot tell you what company he works for, but I could tell you he works for probably the world's leading electrical vehicle company that happens to be in Silicon Valley. And you can guess who that might be. And he is an amazing teacher. And lastly, Happy Holden, who is known as the father of HDI. He wrote like an 800-page book on HDI. He used to be the CTO of Foxconn. He's a fascinating guy. And so those are our 8. So we've got some superstars there.
Yes, you do. And I am super excited to join you guys at the San Diego event this year.
Amelia, we are so happy to have you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, Judy, it is time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, you told me earlier that you're a cowgirl at heart, and I think you're the first cowgirl in the 10 years or so of Fish Fry. So tell me more about being a cowgirl.
This is my hidden talent. So I used to have a horse named Starbuck. And when I moved down to San Diego from Orange County, I had to give her up to someone else. But I have more than one pair of cowboy boots in my closet. I feel very comfortable in a cowboy hat and boots. I know a lot about horses. I took Starbuck on a grand adventure through Utah. I also love country music. And in San Diego here, there's a big country music scene. And the last two Fridays, I was at Country Music Fest with my black hat and my black shiny boots. And I think that most people that know I'm a board geek, you know, I spent 25 years selling for PCB manufacturers and EMS companies, that most of my geeky friends would be super shocked to know I'm a cowgirl at heart.
Well, I love it. And I've got some cowgirl in me as well. Yes, there may be some cowboy boots in my closet too. Well, Judy, it was an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us, Amelia. Appreciate it.
Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out AmeliaD1978. And if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by yours truly. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. And by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can check out our Fish Fry archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, I love that stuff, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of August 23rd, 2019, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.